What are you doing here?
I dismiss the rest of my guests. You should follow. I'm in no state to entertain at the moment.
No, you do not need to look after me. I am perfectly fine.
I am well. It's only a cough, nothing more. It will improve with time. Please, you should not stand so close to me. I might be contagious. You shouldn't needlessly expose yourself like this. My lady's maid can take care of all of my needs. You are sweet to want to stay, but really, it's unnecessary.
No, that was not an invitation to come closer. Please, keep away from me.
We can see one another when this cough clears up. There will be more parties, more celebrations, when I'm well again. You know that you are always a welcome guest of mine. You will see me again soon. But for now, you should leave.
What could possibly be so important that would require my attention when I'm clearly unwell?
Very well. What is it you wish to tell me?
You should not speak so thoughtlessly about these things. You
do not appreciate the gravity of those words. Coming here, proclaiming your love to me, it is a fool's errand. Yes, perhaps I am calling you a fool. Only a fool would give his heart to me. Love, devotion, admiration, all of it is meaningless to me. I'm a simple creature, really. We have known each other over a year now. I thought you knew my character better.
Would you like me to be more explicit?
I always thought you an intelligent man, but clearly your mind has become clouded with these fanciful, frivolous sentiments. I do not mean to be cruel to you, but it appears that such harsh words are the only things that can penetrate that thick skull of yours.
I am sorry. My illness has made me irritable. Forgive me. Is that how you really feel?
You should not feel that way.
No, you shouldn't. This is inappropriate, to say the least. All I can offer you is friendship. Nothing more. My own feelings are on the matter of irrelevance. This torch you carry for me is entirely improper, in more ways than one.
No, that's not what I meant at all. Of course, I do care about you. You are a dear friend of mine. I would not have invited you here if I didn't enjoy your company. You have always been good to me, and I have always treasured our time together. But you must forget about any notion of a romance between us. It can never happen. There is no use in wasting your breath on the subject. You will find someone else to love, a better match for you. Then you will forget all about me. I'm sure of it.
Since we've met, truly, it's been over a year since then. Why did it take you so long to say it?
You did not want to scare me away.
I see. And still, you will not give this up.
I don't know what to tell you, other than I'm sorry. I am sorry that you are given the curse of loving me.
No.
Please stop this. Even if I wasn't ill, this... This cannot happen. Please, do not force me to make this choice. Of course I must make a choice. Unlike you, I don't have the luxury of doing whatever I please. I apologize. I never meant to imply that you are some indulged, spoiled hedonist, inconsiderate of whose heart you break or whose life you ruin. I have encountered far too many of those men, and you are not one of them. I only meant that I frequently must choose between my desires and my duties, and at the moment, I seem to be at that particular crossroad. Please, don't press this any further. I've already said too much. Say more. What would you have me say? Very well. I will appease your curiosity, only if it means that you abandon this pursuit. I have always loved you, and I guarded my heart with such ferocity, out of fear that you would reject or ridicule me because of what I am. And despite all that, I must ask you to give this up. Give me up. My confession has not changed what I am, or the trajectory of the time left that I have on this earth. You must already know that I won't recover from this illness. No one ever does. You will save yourself the heartache if you accept that. You now have the whole truth. Is there nothing I can do to change your mind? I will take that as a no. Feeling your lips and teeth on my neck, you're making it difficult to refuse you. Please, give me your lips. I need to feel them on mine. Hold me tighter. Don't let me go. Place your hands on my breasts. Squeeze them. They are yours to touch. Oh, your hands feel marvelous. No, I like that they aren't smooth. The rough texture against my soft skin. It is the sweetest contrast. Makes me feel it all the better. Would you like to see all of me? I thought so. Do you like them? They are not as ample as I wish they were, but I hope that they will please you. God, your lips on my nipples. Can you use your teeth? Gently. You won't hurt me. I trust you. Oh, no. No, that felt wonderful. Any pain is quickly offset by the sweetest pleasure. You can continue on the other one, if you would like. Yes. Keep kneading them. Please, I don't mind if they become bruised. Only you and I will see them. It will be our secret. Yeah. Oh, darling. Oh, if you don't mind, could we continue this on the couch? My legs are a bit shaky. You can get on top of me. I promise you won't hurt me. That's much better. Yes, I like feeling your weight pressing on me. I can breathe fine, really. You don't need to make a fuss. Though, if I am being honest, I like that you worry about me. I just need to feel you inside me, more than anything. Yes, I'm ready. No. I'm all right. Keep going. Please. Oh, darling. No, it doesn't hurt. Stretched a bit, but no pain. It feels wonderful. We fit so perfectly together. Yes, you can start moving. Oh, God. That feels so good. Oh, darling, give me all of you. Please. Oh, darling, yes. Please thrust harder. I want to feel everything. Every inch. Every pulse of you. Oh, darling. Oh, yes. No, you can go faster. I want you to. I want to make you feel good. Yes, and vice versa. But you could never disappoint in that regard. Oh, darling, don't stop. Please, darling, don't stop. Yes. Oh, are you close? I'm close too. Come with me. Please, darling. Please, fill me up. Yes, I want you to. I want to feel your warmth inside me. Oh, please. Oh, darling. You feel wonderful. Oh, give me more. Oh, darling, please. Oh, God, darling. Oh, I'm all right. A little overexerted is all. Just let me catch my breath. Yes, of course I loved it. Every minute of it. Thank you for coming here. And thank you for not giving up on me. Even after everything I said to you. You didn't deserve such scorn, especially not from me. Thank you for forgiving me. I have something for you. Here, take this. Yes, it's the last flower from the bouquet you sent. Keep it, and bring it back when it's wilted. Yes, that would be tomorrow. Come back tomorrow. Please. Thank you. Tell me again that you love me. I love you too.